they hate. And I know better than to listen to the people who are calling us names.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Brian, and today is Wednesday, June 12th, 2024, and this is episode 718 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled, What You Thinking? I'll be chatting about homemade herbal products, AI glasses, Bitcoin, and a little bit more. First, let's grab a cup of coffee. Check out who's in the live stream chat, hanging out in the coffee crew. Grab a cup and hang out for an hour. Good morning, good morning, good morning. How we doing, everyone? Pip in early, get up and get to work, humans. Good morning, Pip. Hopefully your morning starting well. Rewilder Life answers here to roll call. Good morning, Rachel. Hopefully everything is well. Thanks for spurring the first topic this morning. Canadian Farmstead said flea and tick meds. Do you have a dog? Do you have a dog? Are you talking about the ads, I assume, and not homemade herbal remedies, or maybe both. he doesn't have a dog though. God. Oh, anyway, good morning to you guys. I hope everything is going well. Thanks for stopping in. Good morning over on the vertical feed. If you're hanging out over there, I appreciate that. And then also streaming to the Telegram group and Noster feed is empty for a moment, but Jim will be there in a little bit. Pip says, just missed forklifting in the rain. Count that as win. Yeah, forklifting in the rain is never fun unless you have an enclosed cab forklift. That's for sure. Aiden Farm says he won't have any fleas or ticks soon. Rewilder Life says, eating seven-year-old raw kraut with your eggs. Is that jarred, canned, I guess, is a better way to put it. Homemade canned raw kraut. Is that what you're saying there? Interesting. I've never been a sauerkraut guy. It was something that my dad and his buddies would make. Rewilder Life says, nope, stuff lasts forever in the fridge. You have something that's been in your fridge for 7 years? Excuse me. I don't even know. Like, my fridge is barely 7 years old. I haven't owned it for 7 years, that's for sure. Interesting. I don't know if I've ever had something in my fridge for 7 years. Try to maybe stuff that got lost or buried in the back of the freezer or something like that. Oh, okay. Rachel says she has two fridges and found it in the back of one. So, oh, okay. That makes a little bit more sense. A little more sense there. Anyway, what's in the cup today? A brand new bag. It's always a good day. For a new bag when I finish up my bag as I go through. So I get my monthly coffee shipment from C4 Club, from Brian at Food Forest Farms. I pay him monthly. He ships me a box of coffee. And it shows up. Depending on what I went through the month before, I'll get anywhere from, 4 to 6 pounds-ish, give or take, plus or minus here and there, depending on what's going on this coming month or last month or whatever. Good morning, Pickle Pete. Thanks for stopping in. Got Expedia ad. So I grab the coffee that's in the cupboard already. I pull it out. I do first in, first out rotational method, just like every good old bartender, stock shelf stocker, anybody would do when rotating product. especially something as fresh as the coffee from Brian. I want to get a peak freshness. And so I load in the new coffee. I look at what I got. I look at what he sent me for the week, or for the month, excuse me. And then I kind of throw them back in the box and shuffle them up, and I don't look at them. I throw them up in the cupboard and I stack them. I got a little spot where I stack all the pounds of coffee. They go right up in the cupboard and I stack them in there. And then I take the ones from leftover from the month before that haven't quite finished yet. And I shuffle them up and stack them up like bricks in the cupboard. So I open one bag, it sits in the front. I have a clip that holds it shut. And I drink it till it's gone. That's every day, once a day, twice a day, whatever I have. It's usually 9-ish French presses for me, 9 give or take, plus the Bob jar that I keep, which is the bottom of the bag. When I have less than 49 grams of coffee beans left in the bag, they go right into a jar and it accumulates up. And then at one point I'll have a Bob press, which is the bottom of the bags all mixed up. Which I'm actually close to. I think I might have actually went over this last one because it was a little heavy bag. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate that. That like Guatemalan was a almost a 10 presser. But anyway, this morning is the one day every week or so, a week or two, that I get to reach up into the cupboard, put my hand on a new bag, pull it out, flip it over, and check out the label. And today is light Ethiopian for the next 9 to 10 presses. It is fantastic, nice and light and beautiful, just a beautiful coffee. If you want to experience the joy of pulling out a beautifully air-roasted, micro-batch air-roasted coffee, and if you want to experience that and maybe get it monthly from Brian, or just give it a try, you can head over to foodforestfarms.com, grab the discount code LOTS10, LOTS10. LOTS10 will get you 10% off with a one-time use coupon. Try out the coffee, test it out, give it a go, and I don't think that you could be disappointed. At 10% off is already low prices, plus the free shipping, plus the customer service, plus all the goodie bonuses and things that Brian is accustomed to throwing into your package. Give it a try. I can guarantee you won't be disappointed. And then when you come back and you've already used your one-time use 10% discount, use LOTS5, LOTS5, for 5% off any order, always, forever, over at foodforestfarms.com. And check out C4, check out the music Brian's got over on the website and everything cool that he's got going on. He is definitely an interesting dude, and he knows his coffee. So, foodforestfarms.com. excuse me. Chilly this morning, guys. Chilly in here. I got a hoodie on. I may or may not have my little lap blanket on because I just threw my I just have shorts on, and I was sitting here and the window's open and there's a slight breeze blowing in through the window on my legs, and I was a little chilly, so I have my little lap blanket that Corey crocheted me, and I grabbed that, and it'll probably be gone by the end of the show, but warm me up for now. Pickle Pete says, Ethiopian is perfect light roast, complex, and sweet, just like me. Rachel says, good morning, Corey. And Rewilder Life says, wow, wild glitch. Brian stalled and then went speedy. That's like a normal Saturday night for me. Just have a slow Canadian farm says, granny blanket over your knees. I guess that's another way to put it. I guess granny blanket over my knees is another way to put it. But anyway, let's check over here on the vertical feed. Holy crap. Good morning. Wow. Whoa. Holy crap. Ho. Oh man, I don't know. I might have to hire a moderator to come over there and sit in the vertical feed and just have fun with these guys. Actually, I don't know if I could hire you, but you could just use it for entertainment value, because there are some definitely some interesting folks that swing through on the vertical feed as it goes. I don't know if you can see the comments later, but as they come through live, they're pretty interesting. Good morning, Jim, over on Noster Food Forest Farms, the perfect cup in the cup this morning. And for some reason he wrote it twice. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for stopping in over on Noster. Appreciate that. So what are we talking about today? Herbal remedies, homemade herbal remedies. If you got some medicinal plants, if you use any of them, if you grow them, if you produce them into products, whether they're for your own use, or you sell them or give them away, gift them to people to use. It got me thinking about it. And then we'll also talk about some AI glasses stuff, follow up from yesterday after I contemplated a little bit about what we talked about. What we talked about this or yesterday with the iSpy and the cameras everywhere, and we started talking about the Google glasses right at the end, or the Amazon Prime glasses, I guess, is what spurred it. And then Bitcoin, a little bit about Bitcoin. Conversation from the chat yesterday that got me thinking a little bit. But the first thing was also from the chat, and from one of our live viewers, Rachel Rewilder Life. She mentioned that she was making some comfrey mouthwash. And I thought for a second, and you know, I've done a little bit with comfrey. If you don't know, there's a website, comfreyroots.com. I sell the stuff on Etsy. I use it for a bunch of stuff. I did when I had it. I'm sure I could get it at this moment, but now establishing it again at this property that I'm working on, I got a distributor that fulfills all my orders, and he's got a huge farm going on full of comfrey. When you have that much, you find things to do with it. When I was in Minnesota, we had a whole field of the stuff, and we were constantly coming up with leaf matter. We were drying leaves, we were selling dried leaves, we were making salves and things like that. I had never thought about mouthwash. And the more I thought about it, and I looked at the link Rachel posted in Telegram group at t.me/lotschat. She posted the link of a recipe she was roughly following, and it sounded fantastic. It really sounded fantastic. And the more I thought about comfrey and its properties, I listed some. I lost all my notes this morning. I'm trying not to have a bad morning, because again, Windows decided to take it upon itself to update my computer, shut it down, and lost everything that I had done last night on my show notes, because obviously I guess I didn't save it. I'm pretty sure I did. I've been saving them all the time after I lost enough of them, but obviously Word did not save my show notes, because when I went to open them this morning after I rebooted everything on the computer because it shut down on itself, my notes weren't there. So scrambled a little bit. I got a list of traditional. So AI, this kind of ties in with AI. And then we'll talk about some homemade herbal remedies. If you have some stuff you make at home, you grow the herbs, you grow the plants, you grow the ingredients, and then you make it at home. If you want to throw that in the live stream comments, put it in caps, or start it in caps so I can catch it and star it, and we'll talk about them in a minute. Yeah, anything from just the straight herb and how you use it to making products and putting them in them, like Rachel was putting comfrey in her mouthwash. But I used AI, so I was curious for a quick list this morning when I was in a hurry. I I went to ChatGPT and I typed in, and you know there's a war on Comfrey in the US with the USDA. And not, I shouldn't say a war. They've just basically realized that it's a very, very universal medicinal plant and demonized it. There's been some questionable studies that they've relied on for giving advice on its use. And, you know, I'm not here to give you any medical advice. I'm not here to advise you to use anything. You need to do your own research. But it was interesting when I searched on ChatGPT, which isn't beholden to the USDA or the AMA or any medical issues. Or medical institutions, medical issues. So I put it in there and I was like, what are 10? What did I type here? Hold on a second. I have it still here. I just put the answer here on my notes. I copied them over real quick, but I said wrong chat. It was over on this side. I said, what, list me 10 uses for Comfrey as a medicinal plant. And I wasn't looking for product. I was looking for what it does. And I know, but I was just looking for I was just giving them I wanted a quick list, copy and paste into the notes. And it was interesting that it spit out a bunch of benefits because if you read anything, WebMD, things like that are really dialed in with the American Medical Association and this and that, Rewilded Life says don't give them ideas to regulate it. They're already over that. They used bogus studies about rats eating bushel baskets full of Comfrey, and they had a little bit of liver issue. Am I claiming that it doesn't do liver damage? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, the plant's been used for different things, from anywhere from topical to ingestion. So be your own judge, do your own research, and don't believe everything you read all the time. Oh, Rewilder Life says, I mean ChatGPT. Nah, they don't give a shit. It's widely used around the world still. It's interesting when you dive in and you start reading an article and you're like, wait a second, then you realize where it was from, who wrote it, why it wasn't biased. But anyway, ChatGPT spit out an interesting list. It says, you know, traditionally it's been used, Comfrey's been used for wound healing, bone and joint health, digestive aid, respiratory relief, pain relief, skin conditions, hemorrhoid treatment, varicose veins, breast health, and blood purification. Chris Dixon says, I'm in HD. Oh, weird. I wonder if my settings got changed. No, I'm still in, actually, I'm in standard definition. I thought it looked different. I don't know. Good morning, Chris Dixon. Anyway, are you happy to see my beautiful face? Hey, Jim, over on the vertical feed, thanks for stopping in over there. You're everywhere, man. You're everywhere. You sure you got the perfect cup this morning and not some GSD? Rewilder Life says, look up canning and food preservation around the world. Yeah, it's obvious. Once you start down the rabbit hole, you know, there's the big war on raw milk going on right now. I know Rachel's in the middle of that. Well, not in the middle of it and just having to deal with it, and other people that I know and converse with are big raw milk proponents, and they're going after that. And the bird flu with the chickens and this and that. Once you step back and like observe it, it really becomes crystal clear what the common factor is in all of these. There's somebody making money off the product that is replacing what they want to ban. Weird. But anyway, if I looked at that list, and I'll hit it again real quick, wound healing, bone and joint health, digestive aid, respiratory relief, pain relief, skin conditions, hemorrhoid treatment, varicose veins, breast health, and blood purification, I'm pretty sure they all roll right into mouthwash. That it would be a good benefit to have in mouthwash. So that got me thinking when Rachel posted that. Some of the other things that we use the Comfrey for medicinally, and that I was curious what other people made. We didn't get into a whole lot of other foraging, wildcrafting, and herbal remedies. We were starting. We made some yarrow tincture. We made some. Corey, what was the other plant we found at the place we were making the tincture? She doesn't remember. I don't remember either. It was a different name for sure. Agrimony. We were making agrimony tincture and yarrow tincture, but the Comfrey was our main staple. And man, we made a salve out of it, but the salve could be used for so many different things. Rewilder was going to be my resource today. She says she makes so much and do so much with wild and grown herbs. I would have a hard time putting it in writing. Oh man, you were going to be my go-to today. But anyway, we made the Comfrey salve. Comfrey salve could have been used on cuts and bruises and scrapes and this and that. I cut myself constantly. It was nice to have to just throw on your hands. If you cut your fingers and that, a little Comfrey salve and a bandage on it. And man, it was like good as new. You get those paper cuts that take forever and ever and ever to heal. This would cut the time in half. We found out also that the Comfrey salve we made, and we didn't make it very, I mean, we made it well enough. We had issues with melt point. And Josh and Aaron, Josh Renegade Butcher and Aaron over at Tomb Chicks Homestead really experimented with the adding the tallow, the beef tallow to the Comfrey salve, which really stabilized the melt point a lot. And I think that'll be valuable if we start making it again. But we found out that the salve, and unfortunately with the melt point being high, you couldn't really carry it with you at the right time of year. But for bug bites, this stuff was phenomenal. Minnesota, you know, is laden and just chocked full. Rewilder lives just dropping. Wildcrafting and herbal products in the that's great. Mosquito bites, bug bites, itchy little bastards, you know, you drop a little bit on there and it immediately stops itching. And we'd actually watch the mosquito bite kind of recede and go away. It was fantastic. Dixon says found Rachel's wheelhouses. Yeah, I was kind of playing on that. Last night a little bit. I was like, well, I could talk about Comfrey and the products we made from Comfrey, and but Rachel will be around. She has a ton of stuff. I know she has a ton of stuff. She'll drop me a few. She'll drop me a few breadcrumbs in the chat there. And now I see she's just going crazy. But Comfrey, yeah, it's just an all around add in, I think. As I talk to people that grow it and use it, they're constantly adding it in as another ingredient into their homemade salves and mouthwashes, like Rachel said. And I was just wondering if anybody else had things that they were making on their own. Rachel is dropping knowledge here. Let's see, Mullen. We talked about Mullen yesterday, and I was thinking about grabbing some of that to alleviate some chest congestion. But she says she uses it in tea, burns it, smoke great for colds, lungs. Can use the root, the leaves, and the flowers. Flowers are great for ear issues, especially if combined with garlic oil. All right. Anybody that's in this chat, anybody that listens to this later that's in the Telegram group, you need to drop Rachel some sats for sure. She's dropping like an encyclopedia of wild knowledge here. Rewilder Life says raspberry leaves for hormones, wild or your own. And I kind of knew that. Corey drinks a variety of yogi teas, and one of them that she had for quite a while was some women's health, I think is what they named it. Women's health, but that was a raspberry leaf tea. So I had to assume that had something to do with hormones. Plantain skin seeds are used as a thickener to replace eggs and stool. To replace your stool. Canadian Farm System says, so sounds like Brian needs to have an interview show with Rachel. I had Rachel on the show at one point when I was actually doing interviews. She says she could go on for hours. This and food preservation or thing. Maybe we'll do a show sometime, Rachel. Maybe we'll do a show. I'll have to figure that out. I've been trying to think about getting back into doing some interviews, and I love doing them. It's the time commitment to do it. So I've been trying to wrap my head around how to make that work. But anyway, if you want to get some comfrey to add into all these things, because Rachel, would you agree that you could pretty much add a lot of things to a lot of things that a lot of these herbal ingredients can be stacked? I was looking at the mouthwash recipe. The mouthwash recipe, and it was basically here's a list of possible ingredients. Here's a list of possible ingredients to put in there. And here's a list of what all these ingredients do. Use what you have, use what you can get, use what you can find, and put in whatever you want. Rewilder Life says they can be stacked, just have to be careful on medications or if you have certain medical issues. Yeah, I mean, that's with anything. That's with anything, but yeah. Pickle P says same time, just bringing a guest. Yeah, what time? What time do you want me to carve out that I'm available every day, every week, and be consistent on it? I don't know. Jim says it's not like it has to be live, just make the call and record. When? Guys think it's that easy. And Canadian Farm says it's not like you have much else going on right now. Exactly. Try to get it done, guys. Try to get it done. I'm trying to figure it out. I have some ideas. As things come, they will be here. They will end up. I'll end up doing them. Anyway. Rachel says, so mullein, raspberry leaf, plantain, those are some things, dandelion tea. There's just Jim, don't make me go down the elder abuse road today. Just don't make me go down that elderberry or elderberry Elderberries. That's another herbal supplement we're gonna make products out of. Jesus. Oh man, you know what Jim smells like in the morning? Depends. Jim says it's not like herding snails is that hard. Rewilder Life says, I feel you. This is my morning routine while I do dishes, squats, push-ups, and multitask. Atta girl. This is my morning routine, and it has been for years now. It started as that. This was the time I had free every day. This is what I controlled. I could get up a little bit early, be ready to do this before I went to work. And that's how it started. So it was just fitting it in. When I did the interviews twice a week, every Monday and Thursday night, or every Monday, it became more of a chore than enjoying, but I do miss it. Canadian Farm says, you have all that carrying stuff uphill time. You're using your legs and not your mouth. I don't have any cell phone signal there, sir. Thank you. Jim's elderberries. Yeah, Jim's elderberries are definitely, I'm sure they're definitely ripe by this time. So anyway, yeah, the medicinal stuff was just something that I had bouncing around in my head. I had a lot better notes of what I wanted to talk about, but they're gone like that with my laptop reboot. But yeah, if you want to get started with Comfrey, if you heard all the different things that's used for, and dried Comfrey leaf added to pretty much any salve or tincture or things like that, can be a benefit used on its own or in conjunction with other things. If you want to pick some up, you can go to comfreyroots.com. And use coupon code Share the Love, and you'll get two packages mailed out, packaged separately, so you can hand them off to a friend, a coworker, a neighbor, a church friend, politician you like, or whatever. Or you can just use it yourself. Comfreyroots.com. Share the Love is the coupon code. That's good for a couple more weeks here till the end of June, and then we'll see what goes on after that. But pick some up today. We can help you get it growing, and you'll be harvesting stuff. You'll be harvesting leaves by the end of the year if you buy right now. I would say you're going to want to put it to bed this fall by taking that harvest. And you might not be able to propagate any roots depending on where you live and how early your frost is, but you'll definitely get leaf matter to start drying and messing around with making herbal products. So there you go. Rewilder Life says she needs to split her comfrey plants. You know, there was a point. Are you trying to propagate more, or are you just saying they got too, they're too big? There was a point where my 3 to 4 year plants were just phenomenal. They had such huge cores. I had been digging them and replanting them for probably 2 years. If they were 3 years old, it was 2 years. So I usually let them go in Minnesota. I let them go 1 year before I really, at least a half a season. If they got planted past halfway through the year, I didn't harvest any roots till halfway through the next year. If they were before the half point, I just would start them off at the beginning of the season. But those 3 to 4, the 3 to 4 year plants, the crown on them, the main plant, was just so huge. And the fact that every time you dug it, and at this point it'd been dug and propagated maybe 6-ish times, every root that got cut off underneath was sending up a new plant. And so this main core was this beautiful plant that would put up these enormous leaves. And then all around it were tiny little comfrey plants coming up. And so it would be like a 4 foot diameter circle of big, huge green leaves. And then shooting up those purple flower stalks up the middle. So, Jim says, I have giant patches waiting for me in New York. I can't wait to get there next week. Morale patches or you, do you have holes in your the knees of your pants, or are you putting patches on your tweed jacket? Because that's what old people do. You were talking about patches of comfrey. Oh, gotcha. Well, definitely get up there, dry some of that leaves, and make some salve for your old man joints and sore bones and things. And since you're so old, and if you fall down, you might break some bones. It's a good sprain and broken bone healer. So there you go, Jim. Yeah. What was next on the list? Was the AI glasses. So right at the end yesterday, we got talking about the AI glasses and Brian, Pickle Pete there was kind of explaining that these things basically can record your whole day, video, audio, take note of your conversations, take note of ideas, kind of like a voice recorder. I'm sure you can just tell it, hey, these are my thoughts, or whatever the audio controls are. But it kind of knee-jerk reaction said no way for me. No way. Not definitely not Google or Amazon or Apple when they come out with theirs. I don't think I can consciously, purposely send my day-to-day interactions to a cloud, to Google, to Amazon. And if you're using the AI functions of those, it's hosted with them. It's not hosted in your glasses. And so I immediately knee-jerk said, no fucking way in hell am I ever going to use these things. The idea sat in my head. The idea of what is possible with that sat in my head yesterday when I was out working on the property. And I was laying the foundation bricks, and I was just like, you know, this could be valuable. It really could be a valuable product. But I have a lot of privacy concerns. I have a lot of what's being done with the video, the audio, the data. We know that that companies are pretty scrupulous in their use and their terms of service and things like that. And so it started kind of Canadian Farms that says it's kind of hard to plead the fifth. Yeah, like Total Recall shit or thought crimes. Like, is that Minority Report? Was that Minority Report with the thought crimes? Tom Cruise movie from like the 90s where they were arresting people before they did things because they thought about it. I see that as potential with, you know, you're walking down the street and somebody bumps into your shoulder and you turn around like, I could fucking kill them or some stupid shit like that, offhanded comment. And all of a sudden the popo's rolling up and you're going to jail. Yeah, there's that stuff. There is that stuff. Pre-crime. Yeah, Minority Report. So how do we balance? Because the tool is phenomenal. Brian really set out a great use case with contemplating an idea, contemplating an invention, contemplating a problem, a sales goal or a marketing plan or garden design or the 100,000 things that you could do with AI, especially adding in live video. You could be sketching. You could be sketching your idea. You could be looking at an area that you're working with. You can and thinking about all this, I was like, it's so valuable. How can it be made private? And it made me wonder. Sean Mills the other day posted a photo, I think it was on Facebook, actually. Pickle P says, sketch it in the dirt, now it's saved. Rewilder Life says, it only gives you what it knows, though. And that's something that has to be worked out in the development of a private version of this. But Sean Mills posted the other day, and I had also run into a version of this at SRF from the guys from Landstruck and Off Grid and Growing had a offline kind of a doomsday survival instance of ChatGPT. It was no frills. It took a little time, but it was self-contained in a little ammo box, kind of like otter box, waterproof. And basically it was ChatGPT offline. They downloaded the text version of the internet, and it basically would search it and intelligently put the information together and give you an answer to questions that you asked. So Sean was also doing the same thing with a Raspberry Pi and some hard drives and some databases. And he was making his and focusing it more on grid down, off-grid scenarios. It's feeding it in homesteading information and survivalist information. And you can really preload it whatever you want, depending on how much storage you had. But it made me wonder if you could set up one of these AI instances, run your own AI model on a private server. Could you then tie in a pair of, quote unquote, de-Googled glasses? So the technology's there. Somebody's making these glasses. Pickle Pete says, be careful with ChatGPT. I'll get into that in a second. And did he really ban it, or did he ban Apple products if Apple integrated ChatGPT into their operating system, is what I'm wondering. But anyway. So if you ran your own private AI model or multiple, and then have a de-Googled device, or some entrepreneurial young man or woman decides that I don't like this hook to Google. I don't like this hook to Amazon. I don't like this hook to Apple. The technology is there. The hardware is there. The connectivity is there. The device functionality is there. We just need a private, secure way to process the information. So could this be self-hosted? Could there be a de-Googled version of these glasses? Because I could definitely see the benefits from having them. But I can't in good heart send that shit to Google. Pickle Pete says Claude 3 seems to be the best for me right now. I mean, it is what it is. They're only as good and pure as the person that makes them. And we all have biases. I am sure an AI that I Pickle Pete says unconnected. Not necessarily, though. It doesn't have to be unconnected if you're running your own server. You can download new instances. You can download new information and have it be one way. And he's really not understanding. There's a give and a take. You can't have everything. That's so Pickle Pete's saying he wants it to crawl the web and get me fresh info. Then you can't be private. So I'm going through the process of wondering how this is possible without fucking feeding my information to everyone. You're wanting the exact thing that they have right now that you can just put the Google glasses on and have it. So do you have privacy concerns or do you just want to use what they have? That's up to you. That's up to you. I understand. I'm not feeding it disinformation. You have a grandiose vision of what you're actually doing with Claude 3. Your input into that AI is a blip on the radar so small that okay, whatever. Not talking about that one with you anymore, Brian. That's good. That's good on that. But anyway, yes, Elon isn't real happy with OpenAI. OpenAI in let's be honest about the fact that he co-founded OpenAI and Pickle Pete says butterfly wings create hurricanes. Yeah, they do. They do. And you can't tell me that if you have a pair of fucking glasses on your head and the information is being sent to Google or Amazon or anywhere other than to your private server that they don't know who you are. At all. You can't say that. We have to be honest when we talk about Elon and his disdain for OpenAI and banning ChatGPT from his companies. He co-founded. He was initially involved with OpenAI and was not happy with the direction they went and kind of went the way of not being with them. He's also starting his own version of that called XAI. He has sued them. So take what it is for what it is. Does he have a point? Yes. Does he have a point with Apple integrating it into their operating system of their phone and then also saying that it'll be private and secure? And he made an offhand comment that it was really interesting. And he said, you know, Apple isn't smart enough to make their own AI, but they can tell us that they're smart enough to make the one that they're going to use private. And it's a great point. It's a great point. Whatever information you're feeding these companies, it's never as private as they say it is. It's never that private. There's data breaches all the time. There's information used. There's so many things buried in the bottom, at the bottom of the terms of services when you sign up for your free account, when they let you use it and train it. It is what it is. It is what it is. Be smart about using these things. So there's that. There's that. So I'm curious, and I'm not up to speed with the technicals enough to know if it's even possible. But I have to believe that there is an opportunity there to do the quote unquote de-googled route, like you're de-googling your phone, and hooking that to a private server. A private server that routinely or daily or hourly scans the web and downloads new information. So that conversation yesterday got me thinking about that how useful that could be. I've used things of that nature for journaling, not AI, but basically a go-to button on my phone, voice recordings, things like that. It always kind of creeped me out because my phone is an Android. It is hooked to the Google monster, and things like that. Jim says there's a push for all software to be rented and not owned connectivity, or it doesn't work. Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. Why? It goes back to every morning that I wake up and my computer is restarted without me restarting it for an update. But what if I don't want your fucking update? When your phone requires an update to keep working, regardless of the fact that every time it resets, my keyboard gets all jacked up, my autocorrect, all of that shit changes, settings change, screen brightness has changed, all of this changed, and I don't hit go. Because at some point in one of these fucking required updates, it changed a setting that said that they're just going to update it. I don't have the time to redo everything to get away from it at this point. I have too many things tied in. And that's one of the issues. May or may not be exploring offline communications, may or may not be exploring de-googled options, may or may not be considering quote-unquote burner systems, things like that. This shit irritates the living crap out of me, but to function in this capacity in the podcast, in the YouTube channels, in the growing social medias, it's the easy button. Jumping through all the hoops to go and post a video in my YouTube account instead of just picking up my phone and being logged in because I have a Gmail account on my phone is a convenience thing that makes me deal with the other shit. It might be close to being done. This morning I was really irritated, like really, really irritated. I've deleted Skype off my fucking computer several times, and every fucking time Windows updates, it downloads that fucking shit again and it auto opens on my computer. Every time my phone updates, it downloads more fucking games. My phone isn't updating at that point. You're forcing things upon me that I promptly go in and delete. Wasting my time. So, is it time? Are there options? There's plenty of options. There's plenty of options. Do I have the bandwidth to figure them out, to dive down that road, to go and make that happen, or the funds to pay someone to teach me, the funds to retool all of my tech? Probably not at this point. Is it a goal? Yeah, for sure. We'll see. Another thing that that came up in the chat yesterday was interesting. Was a Bitcoin, a little Bitcoin discussion. So Bitcoin had a huge crash yesterday. I think it ended up being like 5.5%, and then bounced back up. But every time we have a little dip, we have a party over in the Telegram chat where we bust balls and say, you know, buy, sell, it's on sale, it's this or that. I mean, the price is moving by 5%. No one even blinks an eye anymore. Well, I shouldn't say no one. The news headlines roll, and I get alerts on my phone, and Bitcoin's down 5%, and then you look at the price and you're like, okay, big deal. But it made me wonder, of you watching that own Bitcoin, that are considering Bitcoin, that are on the fence about Bitcoin, that aren't in it. Chris Dixon says she's crashed. Haha, zoom out. Yeah, for sure. What price makes you nervous? What price right now? So right now we're at 60, I think we're still at 69, 68, somewhere like that. Hold on 1 second. It's right here on my screen. 67.7 as of this right now. 67.75. What price are you at where you get nervous that you've been taken? What price are you considering a crash and burn? I think a pullback to $40,000 value would shake some shit up. I think a pullback to $30,000 would dump a lot of people out and send some shit going sideways. Chris Dixon says 70 makes me as nervous as 40. What's making you nervous, though? What's making you nervous at 70? What's making you nervous at 40? What is the driving factor in your thoughts about Bitcoin? Are you secure in your research? Are you secure in your confidence of the technology, of the product, that the price is irrelevant to you? If Bitcoin hit $30,000 today, so we're sitting at almost 70, 35, 50% crash today. You open up your phone at noon today on your lunch break, and holy shit, the sky is falling. Bitcoin's at $35,000. What do you do? What do you do? Because it's in a free fall at that point. If we lose 50% in the next 5 hours, it's in free fall. Chris Dixon says 70 seems to be some sort of benchmark. I don't really care if the bottom fell out of it. It wouldn't change the temp of my pool one bit. Correct. John Palmer says buy. All right. And that's kind of what I said in the group yesterday was, you know, a big crash, a crash to 40, a crash to 35 really shows who's in, because they understand the value of Bitcoin, the why it's valuable, why it's important to own, why it can't go away. Jim says, I can say that I'm confident that there's enough of us that want it to work and will risk it to zero. I have an uncomfortable amount, but fuck it. I mean, you're so close to the end, Jim. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Yeah. Yeah, I think I could ride it to zero at this point. It's interesting to see. It's interesting to think about the past purchases, the past crashes, the past rebounds. The when you look at where you've Jim says he has no children, so much for generational wealth. I'm open for adoption, Jim. I could be your stepkid. I'll abuse you. I'll put you in a home. Don't worry. I treat you like a normal kid. I look at those purchases at lower prices, at higher prices, and right now, pretty much, I saw a stat at one point. It was like 96% of Bitcoin purchased is plus, is in the green or in the black, is profitable because of Jim's gonna call his attorney after the show and update the will. Oh, perfect. Perfect. Do you need my address or anything? Social security number? Just I'll post it in the group for you. We all love you. I was looking at the ETF stuff and what's going to play out here. And I saw an interesting post by someone talking about, Jim's interesting. Somebody was saying that one day we're going to wake up and there's going to be a report that there's 22 million Bitcoin held in ETFs. And if you don't understand why that would be a problem, you probably wouldn't be all in at a $35,000 50% crash. But the fact that the institutional money is in it, and the games they play, basically buying paper and not buying the actual asset, somehow they'll figure out how to make more than ever could possibly be. I'm sure of it. They do it with money on a daily basis. But that would be an interesting day. But the numbers of Bitcoin going into these ETFs, being bought up in the ETFs, compared to the number of Bitcoin being produced, mined, created on a day-to-day basis, is all out of whack right now. There is so much more going into the ETFs than being produced new. At some point, there's going to be a supply earthquake. You don't want to say supply shock. There's going to be a supply earthquake when these ETFs want it and can't get it. Hold on. Just hold on a little bit. See what happens. Anyway, I wish I had spent that $100 way back in 2012. It would have, things would look a little different today. Let's just say that. Pickle P says the naked hands get called out. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Anyway, guys, I'm going to wrap it up here. I apologize for the haphazard show. Tech issues this morning for sure. I thought I saved it. It will be what it is. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll have a full show. I'm going to head out today, possibly start messing around with the shed project. It says you need 3 to 4 people to put it up. I was looking at the instructions and I don't know about that. It looked a lot like, Jim says, back it up. One is none. I really need to back up my show notes. I need 2 copies of my show prep. I have copies of most important things, but I didn't know that I was going to need copies of my show notes. Anyway, I'm going to head out there and at least lay it out, at least stage out the parts. If I do need another hand, if it doesn't look like it's going to work, I'm more than confident to say, yep, nope, I'm going to go work on something else. But let's take a look and see what's going on with it and see if that's we need 3 to 4 average people in society today, because that would probably be one of anybody in my audience. So maybe that's one of me. We'll see. We will see. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Be sure to swing over, check out Pickle Pete over on Wake Up Seattle on the Food Forest Farms YouTube channel. I appreciate everybody watching this morning, hanging out for a little while. If you enjoyed the show, it's always free to hit that like, share, and subscribe to return value for value. Please consider joining one of the YouTube membership tiers or listening on any value for value platform like Podverse or Fountain.fm, where you can zappity zap, 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 zap the show. Visit thelostproject.com or comfreyroots.com, which I mentioned earlier with that discount code share the love. You can get 2 for 1 on your Comfrey Roots to hand out or propagate twice as much for yourself. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. We're going to get over the hump. We're going to head on down the other side and into the weekend. I hope you guys have an awesome day, and we will catch you all tomorrow.